Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky. They neither sow nor reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about your clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat? What are we to drink? Or what are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. But you, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today Jesus is getting us to make a choice. Yesterday he spoke to us about the treasure we're seeking to amass in life, whether it's treasure here in this world or treasure forever, whether it's treasure that moths can destroy and rust corrode and thieves rob, or whether it's a treasure that is imperishable. Jesus, building on that, says, we've got to make a choice between the master we're going to serve. Because we can't serve two. Because we'll hate one and despise the other, or be devoted to one and love the other. Hate one and love the other, to be devoted to one and despise the other. And then he tells us very clearly, we can't serve the true God or serve mammon, one of the pagan gods of material possessions, of stuff in this world. We see in today's first reading from the book of Chronicles what happened to the Jews after the death of the high priest Jehoiada. The princes of Judah came and paid homage to King Joash, and the king listened to him. But what? Forsaking the temple of the Lord, the God of their fathers, to begin to serve the sacred poles and the idols. This was Asherah, who was the consort of Baal. This was a sexual cult. And rather than worshiping the male Baal, they were worshiping the female sex goddess. They had given themselves up to finding their meaning in hedonism, in pleasures of the flesh, rather than in God. We can't have both the true God and the God of sex. We can't have both the true God and the God of money. We can only have one master, Jesus says. And this was even clearer to Jesus' original listeners than it would ever be to us. Slavery was an absolutely full-time situation in Jesus' age. You know, today people go to work and then they have the weekend. Then they have their time off of work. And a lot of the times people's lives can be defined by what they're doing with their free time. You could be a seamstress during the day, but be a violinist at night. You could be a hard-time factory worker during the day, but a dad or a mom or a good friend or a good husband or wife at night. For a slave, ultimately, they were on full time. And Jesus was saying you can't have two different masters. Because you can't be serving two different bosses full time. At just a practical level, when I was a baby priest in my first assignment, I was a chaplain at a high school and a parochial vicar at a Portuguese parish. And both the headmaster at the high school and the pastor of the parish wanted me essentially to be super full time. And there were a gazillion conflicts that would come up because I didn't have the charism of bilocation. And each was upset that I couldn't be both doing the wake and attending the sporting event. And I was constantly being put in the conflict of having to choose which master I was going to be following, in a sense. For us, there's a first lesson that Jesus wants us. He wants us to be full time. Lovingly obedient to Him, constantly seeking to serve Him freely, but to recognize that we can't serve Him partially, whether serving Him half-heartedly in the present or giving Him a portion of our time and then going full throttle to the service of someone else. Because if we live that compartmentalized life, then eventually the princes of Judah will come and get us to try to worship that second small g god. The rulers of this world recognize very clearly, we can say in parentheses, this central fact. And that's why there is a hatred among dictators in the world of genuine religious freedom and freedom of conscience. They don't want people to be able to say there's a different master other than me. That's why Joash had Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, who was his great mentor and help. When Jehoiada was alive, Joash was a good and faithful son of King David, a descendant of King David. But as soon as Jehoiada had died, that's when he was vulnerable to these lascivious princes of Judah who got him to worship Asherah and lead the people of Judah down that path of idolatry. But once he was enslaved to that second master, and Zechariah said that this was wrong, Joash had Zechariah stoned in the temple of the Lord. So it wasn't just a murder. It wasn't just the murder of the son of the person who had been best to him in life. And so in a sense, the murder of Jehoiada in his son. But it was also an attempt to kill God by killing God's messenger. That's what happens when we actually begin to serve another God other than the Lord. The end game of that slavery is to try to kill God and His influence in our life. And so Jesus wants us to know that ahead of time. He wants to strengthen us to choose well. But Jesus also wants to get to the deepest motivations. And this is important for us in our life, and it's even more important for people in the world whom we're called to serve. At the deep root of the reason why most women will choose abortion is exactly what Jesus is going to talk about.